This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Health talk show to learn about the latest news about health and wellness. In fact, lots of people call into this radio show to ask questions about their own health or to make health comments. So here's what I can do for you today. If you have a health-related issue about yourself or somebody else and you care to call into the program on our toll-free number nationwide and get some advice, I'm here for you. Here's our number into the show, 888-553-7262, 888-55-DR-BOB. Dr. Bob Martin here, host of the program, going on, I think, our 26th year in national syndication. We've got a lot to talk about today related to the topic of health. So if there's something on your mind and you'd like to call into the program, I'm here for you. I'll do my very best to answer your health-related question or receive your health-related comment. Toll free, 888-553-7262 or 1-888-55-DR-BOB. That's D-R-B-O-B on your touchtone phone. All right, we also have today a health poll question that I would personally love to get your opinion of, and it goes like this. As many of you have heard in national news, all over the news, the Biden administration is pushing hard for vaccine mandates. Mandates demand that you receive something that they want you to receive, and in this case, we're talking about the COVID vaccine, whether it be a Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, it doesn't matter. And that mandate has gone out to many people, including businesses with employees of more than 100 people. Not 99, not 98, 100 people. And the Biden administration and the governmental agencies associated with it in terms of health care will fine those businesses great amounts of money if they do not comply with their edict. The OSHA has overturned that. The Sixth Circuit has put a stay in place, but the Biden administration says go forward anyway. Here's the question we have for you on my website that I would love for you to weigh in on. Give an answer. Do you believe employers, any employer, that insists on vaccine mandates for their employees should be held liable for any vaccine injury that would occur or any death that would occur? Their family would have the ability to reach back and sue that company. Yes or no? Now, you can vote on that on my website at drbob.com. There you will need to spell out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. The reason I'm asking that is because many of you know that years ago, the vaccine companies were given complete immunity from any liability associated with their products, their drugs, experimental or otherwise. So they can function in the marketplace without any fear of retort or any fear of a consumer or consumers suing them if a consumer were to be injured or die as a result of their products. They have complete immunity, meaning they cannot be sued. So, here's the question once again. Do you believe that employers, now this is where the individuals are going after now, the employers, they can't sue the drug companies. The government has given them a pass. Unbelievable, huh? But you might be able to, or you should consider suing the employer, since the employer is mandating that the employee, in order to work there, even after the fact, if that person becomes injured or dies, a lawsuit is possible. They are liable, the employer. Do you believe that? Do you believe that's a good idea? Yes or no? Do you believe employers that insist on vaccine mandates for their employees be held liable for vaccine injuries and deaths? Yes or no? Vote on that, please, on my website at drbob.com. D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. And this should be interesting. We'll have the results of that poll next week. So it'll be up there on the site all week long. And if you do hit the site to vote on that, take a look at all the news that's posted up there as well from around the globe that I personally hand select. All right. We have so much information today to cover, but we will not be limited today to the topic of COVID or coronavirus or vaccines or any other matter. This is the opportunity for you to answer any health-related question that you may have on your mind. Health-related stuff that maybe you saw in the news, maybe a relative or a friend or somebody that you know is struggling with or challenged by some health-related problem. And either yourself or that person would like to get some information about that. I'm here, I am available to help, and I will do my best to do just that. Our number into the show for open line health-related questions or health-related comments, whether it be on the common cold or coronavirus, headaches to hemorrhoids, aches to shakes, pimples to prostate problems, or all points in between, 888-553-7262. 1-888-55-DR-BOB, 888-553-7262. We also have comments coming up on the show from a Dr. Ryan Cole, who is a board-certified medical doctor and pathologist who runs one of the largest diagnostic medical labs in the state of Idaho. He's got some interesting comments related to the COVID vaccine that you should learn about, and we'll have that. I also will be reminding you on the program today about what the CDC, the current CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Quasi-Prevention, the director of the CDC, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, what she said in two different audio clips at two different times with respect to COVID-related items. And also Dr. Anthony Fauci. Hopefully we'll hear from him on audio today to remind you of the flip-flopping activity that that individual has been involved in since the beginning of the pandemic. All of that plus a ton of news as well. We have the top 10 things about COVID vaccines that big pharmaceutical companies hope and pray you never, ever learn about, or if you learn about them, you never remember them. and regurgitate them to another human being. We have that, the top 10 things they want you to forget about. And we're going to be talking about some breaking news. This should be of great interest to all of us as well. Here's the headline. Exercise may stop the big C, and I do mean cancer, in its tracks. Think about that. Exercise may stop cancer in its tracks. When you think about it, statistics show that cancer is the second leading cause of death after heart disease in the United States. Now, some people argue that medical miscare is number one, two is heart disease, three is cancer. But around 600,000 people lose their lives to cancer deaths each year. The National Cancer Institute estimates that one in two men and one in three women are diagnosed with cancer sometime in their lifetime. But researchers at Edith Cowan University are saying, based on breaking news and research, that exercise may stop cancer in its tracks. We're going to have the details on that later in the show, so don't go anywhere. All right, we're coming right back. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health. All in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Sprite Gum is part of the Sprite Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Sprite toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Sprite gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, welcome or welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We thank you for tuning into the program today. Now, before we go to your telephone calls and open line health questions, Dorian in the state of Virginia, you're going to be first. Stand by. And you may join us as well should you have a question on your mind related to your own health and you'd like to get an answer. Or you would like to make a health-related comment, any health-related comment. Make it brief as you can, making it fair for everybody trying to get into the radio show to make their comment or ask their health question. Here again is the phone number. Jot it down for safekeeping. Pass it on to all your sick relatives, friends, co-workers, and loved ones. 888-553-7262. If you have a need right now or you're inclined to call in, you may do so. I'm waiting for your call. 888-55-DR-BOB. 1-888-553-7262 is the call and phone number. Now, before we go to your calls and your questions, I ran across an individual by the name of Dr. Ryan Cole. Dr. Ryan Cole is a board certified medical doctor and pathologist who runs one of the largest diagnostic medical laboratories in the entire state of Idaho. He is a doctor, is a very experienced medical doctor, is very concerned because of what he is noticing after people receive COVID vaccines. Now, before I play his comments, let me just point this out, because people will misquote me, they will do all kinds of funny things, send emails claiming that I said something that I didn't, and so on and so forth. And sometimes I wonder if they have wax in their ears and they need an ear irrigation, or they're just they're having memory loss, or they just flat out like to lie a lot. Not sure. But nonetheless, let me state this disclaimer before I play the comments of another doctor, and that is this. This radio show neither advocates for or against any vaccine at any time, which means that if you choose to get a vaccine, I don't care if it's tetanus, the flu, the COVID, hepatitis, that's your choice. Your choice to make, whatever choice you make, I support that. If you choose not to get a vaccine, that's your choice. I support that. Please understand that. We don't isolate ourselves here on this radio show from anyone for any reason related to what they choose to do for their own health. All right, now, with that disclaimer said, let me play the comments of a very astute board-certified medical doctor, board-certified pathologist who runs one of the largest diagnostic laboratories in the state of Idaho, what he has to say related to his observation of what happens to some people who develop, who actually get the COVID, and then things, bad things can happen, which you're not hearing about. Here's Dr. Ryan Cole. Go.
But what we're seeing in the laboratory after people get these shots, we're seeing a very concerning locked-in low profile of these important killer T cells that you want in your body. It's almost a reverse HIV. In HIV, you lose your helper T cells, your CD4 cells. In this virus post-vaccine, what we're seeing is a drop in your killer T cells, your CD8 cells. And what do CD8 cells do? They keep all other viruses in check. What am I seeing in the laboratory? I'm seeing an uptick of herpes family viruses. I'm seeing herpes. I'm seeing shingles. I'm seeing mono. I'm seeing a huge uptick in human papillomavirus in the cervical biopsies and the cervical pap smears in women. In addition to that, there's a little infectious, you know, bump that kids get called molluscum contagiosum. What do you need to keep that in check? You need CD8 killer T cells. I am seeing a 20 times increase in individuals over the age of 50 of this little bump and rash. You know, that's innocuous, but what it tells me is the immune status of these individuals who have gotten the shot. We're literally weakening the immune system of these individuals. Now, most concerning of all is there's a pattern of these types of immune cells in the body that keep cancer in check. Well, since January 1 in the laboratory, I've seen a 20 times increase of endometrial cancers over what I see on an annual basis. A 20 times increase. I'm not exaggerating at all, because I look at my numbers year over year. I'm like, gosh, I've never seen this many endometrial cancers before. I'm seeing invasive melanomas in younger patients. Normally, we catch those early, and they're thin melanomas. I'm seeing thick melanomas skyrocketing in the last month or two. I'm already seeing the early signals. And we are modifying the immune system to a weakened state. Great study out of Germany that looked at these profiles on young individuals after the Pfizer, showing this locked in, and we don't know how long. Maybe the immune system, you know, is going to regenerate and those ratios will go back up. But who's studying it? And where are the long-term trials? 2 months, 4 months? How long is this profile locked in? We don't know.
There are the words of Dr. Ryan Cole, a Mayo Clinic-trained physician and board-certified medical doctor and board-certified pathologist. Those are the kinds of things that, frankly, we're not hearing in the news. But the question becomes, why? Is it possible that everything he said is true? You can only wonder and ask that kind of question of yourself. And if what he's saying there is true, why aren't we hearing about it? Why is it being shielded? Why is it being covered up? One can only wonder about that. And these are the kinds of questions and information that we try to bring to the table, not to create controversy or to be, contradictory to what you're hearing on a daily basis, 24/7, but rather bring you opinions from learned experts in the field of healthcare, and in this case, Dr. Ryan Cole, board-certified medical doctor and pathologist, Mayo Clinic-trained doctor, has an opinion. He runs a huge laboratory, state of Idaho. This is what his observations are about. This is what he is seeing. He's not an anti-vaxxer in any manner whatsoever. He's just reporting what he sees and what he said. When I first heard that, when I learned of his observation as an expert in the field of laboratory diagnostics from a medical perspective, it's scary. Now, there's no agenda behind that. We're not trying to talk anybody out of or into getting a vaccine. That's a choice you'll have to make. But what you are hearing all day, every day, is just hardly anything with respect to any possible negative adverse side effects of receiving a vaccine. It's all upside. It's sort of like in the beginning when the government told us all we had to do is just shelter in for 2 weeks and everything would just blow over and just be fine and dandy and okay. Now, I get it. We're learning that those things weren't accurate. They weren't correct. And the situation that we're facing as a species is much graver as it relates to the potential adverse effects of this very stealthy organism, this virus that many believe was generated in a laboratory that's very artificial, very unnatural, very unusual. And we need to take steps to try to counteract it in any manner we can, whether that be social distancing, paying greater attention to hygiene and sanitation by washing our hands, not touching our hands to our face and nose and mouth and ears and eyes, to wearing masks, which mostly don't work. They may stop a molecule or two. I mean, how many times did you hear Dr. Fauci over and over saying in the very beginning that masks, they're not really relative, that they don't really work, that if you feel better wearing one, go ahead. But I can't imagine people walking around with masks all the time. We don't do that during flu season, even though 75,000 people die every year like a clock. And then his flip-flop on that later on. Now, when we come back from this break, we've got comments from Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the head of the CDC, on that very topic. Stay with us. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb and Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Urban Spice.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CAN-C. CAN-C eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CAN-C has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CAN-C eye drops. I personally use CAN-C eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Are you waiting on a lightning strike? Are you waiting for the perfect night? Are you waiting till the time is right? What are you waiting for? Don't you want to learn to deal with fear? Don't you want to take the wheel and steer? Don't you wait another minute here? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
You happen to be tuned into the largest radio health talk show in America, and that is thanks to you. And we so appreciate you tuning into the program and telling other people to do the very same thing. Now, if you're just tuning in, I want to let you know that we have a health poll question on my website that I would love to get your opinion of, because your opinion matters so much to us. The poll question goes like this. Do you believe employers that insist on vaccine mandates for their employees be held liable for vaccine injuries and deaths? Yes or no? In other words, if you have an employer who says to you, you've been working there maybe a while, and now they're telling you by January 4th, if you don't get the jab, the vaccine, you will be dismissed or lose your job. And you say, wait a minute, that's my home, that's my children, that's my mortgage, that's my food, that's my car payment, that's everything. I think I'm going to go get the jab. I wouldn't otherwise do it unless the employer's got a hammer over my head forcing me into something I may not want to do that I don't trust yet or at all. And then you get the jab and then you go down. You get very sick. You get some illness that doesn't go away. Or you die and your family now loses you. Should your employer, since your employer forced your hand, should your employer be liable for the injury or the death? Yes or no? Vote on my website at drbob.com. DOCTORBob.com. DrBob.com. Now, we played for you before the break comments by Dr. Ryan Cole. a board-certified pathologist, board-certified medical doctor, Mayo-trained medical doctor, related to his observation of what is happening when certain people, not all people, receive a COVID vaccine, and his comments showing that they have suppressed immunity, making them more prone to HIV, human immunodeficiency virus, more prone to HPV, human papillomavirus. There are 200 types of those viruses that can create warts on different parts of your body, more susceptibility to developing shingles as a result of taking a COVID vaccine, more susceptibility to contracting herpes infection or having a herpes infection that may be inside you already coming out. There are 8 different types of herpes infections, all as a result, his observation, not mine, his observation, not mine, of the increase, the extreme increase in his mind of what is happening to people who take these vaccines that there were no long-term studies on, long-term studies or animal studies conducted. So his opinion, his observation as a trained laboratory expert with one of the largest independent medical laboratories diagnostic in the state of Idaho. Okay, so we move on then to the next comment of, you may remember, Dr. Rochelle Walensky. She is the current CDC head. She heads up the CDC. And she had some comments about COVID vaccines, and I'm going to play those comments back to back. They are completely contradictory. Listen to them very carefully. Here she is, Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Go.
Our data from the CDC today suggests, that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick, and that it's not just in the clinical trials, but it's also in real-world data.
Reports from our international colleagues, including Israel, suggest increased risk of severe disease amongst those vaccinated early. Given this body of evidence, we are concerned that the current strong protection against severe infection, hospitalization, and death could decrease in the months ahead, especially among those who are at higher risk or who were vaccinated earlier during the phases of our vaccination rollout.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so what did she say? She said, first, people who get the vaccine don't carry the virus, can't give the virus. That was number one. And then several months later, oh, my. Yeah, these studies now show that people who have a COVID vaccine do carry the virus and can spread the virus. Just the opposite of what we were told. And I think there was once a song, something about lies, 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 was it?
Lies, 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 yeah.
Keep on coming. And some people will believe them. This is the CDC hoping your memory is not that good. It has to be that good because these people are on tape. Now, it doesn't stop there. Dr. Anthony Fauci, I don't know if you recall him. He said also at the very beginning, Alex, tape number one Dr. Anthony Fauci downplaying the importance of, downplaying the significance and efficacy of wearing a mask. Go.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet. But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them.
Right.
And people who are ill.
All right, and here's what he said right after that. Here we go.
But is the mask going to be something we have with us in a seasonal aspect?
You know, that's quite possible. I think people have gotten used to the fact that wearing masks clearly, if you look at the data, diminishes respiratory diseases. So yeah. It's conceivable that as we go on a year or two or more from now, that during certain seasonal periods, when you have respiratory-borne viruses like the flu, people might actually elect to wear masks to diminish.
All right, I've had enough of it. First he says, yes, masks are damn work. You don't need them. What's the use? Then next it's, yeah, let's get the masks on for life. Again, lies, more lies. These are just two examples. And they pray you'll forget every single word you heard initially and those that followed. But, you know, tapes don't lie, ladies and gentlemen. They just don't. It's just a bummer to have a tape following you around of your comments that you said that are completely contradictory within a short time ago. But they're there. And they're not going anywhere. But your memories may, some. But that's to remind you. All right, when we come back, more information about what we're talking about here on this radio show. We're also going to get to Dorian in Virginia with her health-related question. Stay tuned. You're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Scientific studies continue to remind us all that getting deep restorative sleep every night is as important to staying healthy as getting regular exercise and eating nutritious food. At bedtime, if you have trouble falling asleep within 20 minutes or wake up during the night and have trouble getting back to sleep, you are not alone because 70 million Americans suffer with sleep problems. Old, worn out, or poorly designed mattresses are primary reasons for sleep problems. Dr. Bob Martin here to share my family's secret for the best possible sleep you can achieve. It's called Cairo Slumber Mattress. Cairo Slumber Mattresses use advanced technology to provide the best support and temperature control for a perfect sleep environment. Say goodbye to sore muscles, back and neck and joint pain. Tossing and turning all night? Gone. Cairo Slumber Mattress. To your sleep rescue. Call toll free. 888-958-2008. 888-958-2008 or CairoSlumber.com. Free shipping too.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel. Newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Nobody else than you that you are.
are beautiful, and we thank you so much for tuning into the Dr. Bob Martin Show today. If you're just tuning into the program, we've got a lot of health-related information to share with you today, so please don't go anywhere. Also, a health poll question going on my website at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. Do you believe employers that insist on vaccine mandates for their employees be held liable for any vaccine injuries that occur as a result of that forced vaccination or deaths? Because the drug companies that produce and distribute the vaccines have complete immunity against any suits, any lawsuits, should someone get hurt or die from the vaccine itself. But the employers, however, now average person on the street may go after their employers as a result of demanding it, and the employee taking the vaccine only because the employer is holding that over their head in response to their job status. So do you believe that the employer who insists on the vaccine should be liable for any injuries or deaths from the vaccine? Yes or no, vote at drbob.com, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. And if you want to comment on any of the clips that I just played, whether it be Dr. Anthony Fauci about his flip-flopping, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, head of the CDC, her flip-flopping, but these are just two examples of many, many that they have made, or Dr. Ryan Cole, Mayo-trained physician, pathologist, medical doctor, laboratory expert, about his observations of what are happening post-vaccine to patients, not all, but some. Any comments on that are certainly welcome here into the show. Our number into the program is toll-free, 888-553-7262, 1-888-55-DR-BOB, or 888-553-7262. 7262. All right, let's go to the phones. First up is Dorian, as promised, in the state of Virginia. Welcome to the program, Dorian. Hello.
Hi, good morning, Doc. I just wanted to commend you on the wonderful facts that you bring forth. And I wanted to ask about psoriasis, actually.
Yes. What would you like to ask about psoriasis?
Give me recommend some natural treatments for such to get rid of it off the skin.
Okay. Well, having treated many cases of psoriasis, I don't consider myself an expert. I'm still learning about it. They often refer to psoriasis as a skin disease, as, you know, the heartbreak of psoriasis. And I think part of that is because it's so difficult to treat. It's such a strange skin disease. And the reason it's strange is because it's considered what is referred to as an autoimmune disease. Autoimmune, which means automatically the body's immune system attacks itself. And that's what we see with psoriasis. That's what we see with eczema, where instead of the normal length of life of a skin cell, which is usually about 28 to 30 days, skin cells are born, and over a 30-day period of time, they slowly go to their death, and then they're shed, and a new skin cell comes through. So, you know, we worry about our dogs living 7 years or 10 years or 15 years. Well, we have skin cells that only live for 28 days, and they're toast, and then new skin cells are formed. Unfortunately, with the case of psoriasis, those skin cells only live like maybe 5 to 7 days, and they die, and then unfortunately we can't get rid of them fast enough, and then they build up somewhere, sometimes on the knees or the elbows or some other parts of the body, and you get these, you know, patches, these raised red thick patches, which are unsightly, and sometimes they itch. Well, they're caused, we believe they're caused by imbalances that are in the body. And we think a lot of people who have them, if they would reduce their exposure to certain food intolerances, their psoriasis would calm down because their immune system would calm down. In other words, we believe that a lot of psoriasis is caused by food allergies or food intolerances, the most common of which are beef, pork, soy, wheat, what else? Dairy, sugar, These are common things that we're exposed to, and we get too much exposure to them, and many of them, in the case of corn, most of it's genetically modified, which means it has residue of pesticides with it, so we get dosed with that over time. And you get all these circulating toxins in the body, and the body just eventually, you know, it tips the scale in the wrong direction, out of balance, and the immune system starts to go haywire, and it starts attacking healthy, normal tissue. And in the case of the skin, if that happens to be your genetic weakness, it will attack the skin cells. So letting them not live 28 or 38 days, but only letting them live 5 or 7 days, and then they die. So what do you do? We've had good results with blood tests to determine which allergies the person has, and then we simply tell them to stop eating that food. The blood test is called an ELISA Act, ELISA/ACT, ELISA Act. You get that blood test? It can be 200, 300, or 400 foods. Plus, we tell them to get more sunlight. Not excessive, no sunburns, please. Or take vitamin D supplementation. Vitamin D supplementation, some extra salmon oil helps. Vitamin E helps. These are antioxidants, of course. Zinc is important. Sometimes we even use topical zinc. It's a liquid called zinc pyrithione. So there's ways to handle it. It's not a cure. It's to keep it under control, mostly. I appreciate your phone call, Dorian. Thank you.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oregano P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oregano P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oregano P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oregano P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oregano P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oregano.com. That's oregano.com. Act now and feel better today with Oregano P73.
Trade your mental and physical exhaustion for real energy with HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy from Terry Naturally. Get an energy boost like never before. Breeze through your day with focus, a clear mind, and yes, energy. HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy from Terry Naturally delivers 7 times more rare noble ginsenosides than conventional ginseng for maximum benefits. It's ultra clean, grown without pesticides. That's the Terry Naturally ginseng difference. Imagine. No more being exhausted by the end of the day. No more feeling like your mental and physical energy doesn't keep up with the demands of life. HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy comes with a complete money-back guarantee. What could you accomplish with more energy in your day? Find out. Get HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy from Terry Naturally. Get HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy at your local health food store or terrynaturallyvitamins.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows, read breaking health news, and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor, that's D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com.
All right, Dr. Bob Martin back with you. Please don't go anywhere because next hour I'm going to begin with something that I recently discovered related to the continent of Africa. And it kind of goes like this. Heavily unvaccinated Africa has avoided the COVID pandemic. And the question becomes why? Scientists are completely baffled and puzzled thus far because of what's going on the continent of Africa, being able to substantially avoid the COVID pandemic disaster experienced around the rest of the world. In fact, fewer than 6% of people in Africa are vaccinated. And for months, the World Health Organization has described Africa as one of the least affected regions in the world from the COVID infection, only 6%. We're trying to get to 100% vaccination, and the hospitals are filling up with mostly vaccinated people now? What's going on? Back to your phone calls and questions. Here's Steve in New Jersey. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, Steve. We've got 1 minute to the top of the hour break, but you have it, sir. Go ahead.
All right, I'll make it fast. Everybody's talking about the viral load and these masks that we know don't work, or at the very least, they're not that effective, especially
Correct.
The cotton Hanes T-shirt type.
Correct.
And so how big is... We know that the particle size is about 150 nanometers. That's 0.0 followed by 9 by 7 zeros, and then the number for all those that for information. So how many particles does it take for one to get sick? They don't tell us how, you know, they say a large viral load. What?
Right.
How many particles? Right?
I've never read it.
Right,
yeah,
if the mask prevents one particle and you still get sick, well, then the mask is a moot issue.
Correct, and Dr. Judy Michalowicz, who's a world-famous virologist, points that out in her book entitled The Case Against Masks. She's been a guest on the program, actually, Steve, to discuss this very question, and nobody really knows, but the obvious answer is the lesser amount of viral particles, the better off you're going to be if you do get exposed. The more load that there is, and we know that people who are vaccinated have a greater load of virus particles that they carry in their nasopharynx, those who are vaccinated. The Israel studies have shown that over and over. So, yes, the general answer is the more you get at the right time in the wrong place, if your immune system's not ready to rise to the occasion, because as we well know, most people, most healthy people will survive COVID infections, the least load you can get is the answer, or none at all. But that's not the case because most of us are going to be exposed to it sooner or later. I appreciate your call.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.